Klopp and Kuhn by the Shiva Yudan Elohito Shimondal, September 11th, 1984, on Tuesday. Continued.
The great Shiva Simcha Dalet, Papa Simcha Dalet, but it's one sugya, so it's best to go over the whole sugya. In other words, from the Mishneh, from Mashiach Yudan Kabbas, up to the Mishneh that you test. Of the base, Sheikh Ibn Atoyah. So it's really too blunt. Not just too blunt, the answer is really. It's one way. It's one way. From that, it has on the Dalai and from Mishnah Sheikh Ibn Abbas up to the Mishnah that you test on the base, Hashikh Ibn Atoyah. We still have to go over the cases here. This is more. Machlokes Chabuni and
Shir Chof Aleph and Chulun Yoredeh, by the Rosh Hashiva Chof Elohi Tov Shemem Dalad, September 17th, 1984, on Monday.
And before the Shrike was really the Saki. After the Shrike he was really the Saki again, and the found is done the Saki. So the Shaili is the Shrike Chay or not. So our Fizma says we attribute the God of the Saki to its collision with the Etzem effects. And Rabuna says we have to anticipate that it became common as a result of its collision in the day of the Zashrit. Now, why do I please to say that? Why do I please to say that, that we don't have to differentiate? We don't have to differentiate. Now, why is it different than the case of Tola of the Oro, the Minsol of Tola Chiti? Application is asking this, I mean, but again, fully, we don't attribute that to that name, even though, let's say, he found a piece of chips on his roof, and he was handling chips, you know, after the filling the nutrient. So we don't attribute it. We don't attribute it. Why? Because he is the Cheskastomic. So it has to be established beyond the shadow of doubt that he was able to do, you know, without the city. So here too, after all, it's the Hidden Hayom has the Sisalimates. Now, so it should be established that the Shiva is Kshayol without the Sakinpom. The answer is over there, there is a Reyesi and the Guru from the first. Here, the Reyesi is the Sakin, not the Rain itself. The Rain itself, there is no Reyesi. This is how a physic distinguishes this case from the case of Torah the Ola of Utopia. Sakin is called the Rebbe Loisa. Then the letter is Shmiros, Ayid Mitvesh and Nida of Utopia. The Mishnide. The Koma Hosom, the Hotar, Shinato, Tabo, Tuna, Tzaya, Kulom Tzveis, Mishnido Hosom, Tanaho, the Amri, Tomei Alchas Kosa, the Amdino Mitri, Israel, Odom Loisa. So here the cash we show in the year, all right. So there is a reyesi in the person. The person has a chip on his roof. On his roof. There is a reyesi on the person. But how about the first mission leader? Mitvesh and Nida. The Mitzo Hosea. In other words, if, let's say, a mitvesh was measured, let's say, this. This. And it had 60 so. Five. Then they didn't measure it until Tishrei. In Tishrei, they measured it again and they found that it has only 30 something. Now the question is, when did this diminution occur? Did it occur, let's say, right after the original Nidide in Nissan? They made it Nidide first in Nissan. Maybe immediately after that, it was diminished to less than 40 something. So all those who were on tape between Nisa and Nisha, so they require another three legs. Or we have to assume that the dilution occurred just a short time before the identification. So mainly all the fillets that took place between this and Tisha. So what it means? So the walking is that all Kaish and Asal Kabbalah is we have to anticipate that it did occur, then we needed another detail, the diminution, that the song to less than 40 songs occurred immediately after the original media and the first of this. And the first of this. Why? Because there is its Chosal Panemu, the mutual is Chazel Panemu, now Tishrei, and the person had the Cheskas Tomei, or the Kele had the Cheskas Tomei. But over there, there is no Reyesi in the person himself. The Reyesi is only the mutual. So it should be analogous to the case here. The case here, so how does Peter say that here we don't differentiate? Because Saki is there, Benjamin is there, but over there by Nikle. So the Nikle is Israel. The person or the Kela is going Israel, there is no reason in the person of the Kela. Just to describe. Any language, you know, how you need to talk about it now, you should need to come out of all the Hashem, that's all I'm saying. So one character is that over there is different because over there the evolution from 60 to 30 does not take place in 1 minute. Does not take place in 1 minute. Here, the Pime occurs in an instant. In other words, let's say, if the Pime occurs as a result of the Sakin's collision with my precious, so that moment, so it's possible to attribute that to that moment. Vashem came by nutrition and Zahosea. So, on the first of his, when the measurement was made, he had 60 songs. Now, on the first of Tishrei, when another measurement is made, 6 months later, so it is 30 songs. So, the chisolin of 30 songs did not take place in 1 year. It took place in the course of 1 time. So, there is no one moment in which he can attribute. Here we can attribute it to the moment of the collision of the sun with the Machiah. So it's a reasonable circumstance to which we can reasonably attribute the God Machiah came here. So is there a moment, let's say, can we say that the moment after the measurement of the first of this, so the whole diminution occurred, the third is all. It's little by little it becomes, it clicks out, little by little. So it took place in the course of a considerable time. So we have to differentiate that it started in Kabul immediately after the original measurement. That's the first thing. Vishnusha was given a Hosabah, so it didn't come out also. Very different, Yoga time, Vishnusha, because here, the fact that it came in contact with the Mahfakes, and according to Rachmitzes or Mahfakes, is analogous to Ratzonis. Now, this is a more likely circumstance that could have caused a gap. In other words, the question is, was the gap caused by the contact with the air, which is relatively soft, or was it caused by its content, the sacred content, with the mafetes, which is relatively hard. So that's a more reasonably attributable circumstance, the mafetes, than the air. So in Mele, we can simply attribute it to a reasonably attributable circumstance. I think even where they are, so to say that the revolution occurred in Tishrei just before the measurement was made is not any more reasonably attributable circumstance than to say that the revolution occurred on the first of Nisan. So there were two shins in the law. So I call it one washing that the Rabbeinu did not, did not accord with Rabbeinu, because according to Rabbeinu, so all the 13 behemoths should be the Cheskas Kesher. Why? Because according to Rabbeinu, that we attributed to the collision with Mafekes, and here the question is, was it the gamma curse result of the second collision with the Mafekes of the first behemoth, or with Mafekes of the 13th behemoth? So since, according to Rabbeinu, we attributed to Mafekes, we have to attribute it to the Mafekes of the last behemoth. But why should the Mafekes be shleimei between the air and the mafrekes? So we say the mafrekes is relatively hard, air is relatively soft. So the mafrekes is more reasonably attributable circumstance than the air. But between mafrekes of the first day and the mafrekes of the last day, they are both equally hard. So why would we want to say in the second lotion that Rabbeinu couldn't have held like Rabbeinu, for the comment of Rabbeinu? So he should have been Machshir all the names. He should have been Machshir all the names, because we should attribute it to the Machshir of the rest of the image. But assuming the comment of Rabbeinu, he only attributed to the Machshir, if the Machshir is more reasonably attributable circumstances, but they are, the Mafekes of the rest of the is not in more reasonably attributable circumstance to the Mafekes of the first day. So why don't we, at the wild relationship, gamma curve as a result of Sakhis for region in the Mafekes of the rest of the day? So this says that even over there, the Mafekes of the rest of the day is more reasonably attributable circumstance. Because once he finished shechting the simonim of the last behemoth, so then he's confident. So it's not a garden, Mashenki, when he shechts the first behemoth, knows he has to shecht from other behemoths, so he's still alerted to the possibility that unless the sacking, if he's not very gentle, so the sacking might collide with the mafrekes, the keach, and then become poor. So, but Mashenki, the mafrekes of the last behemoth, so it's more likely that the collision occurred in the mafrekes of the last behemoth, because then the sheikhet is already confident that he has done the job and he doesn't have to worry about any gap. So it's more likely that the collision in keach occurred in the mafrekes of the last behemoth. What I mean is, when after you talk to the Jews, you don't really speak of Rafi, but you don't have to say, if you call him Baba, you get some of the people who say, The answer is because many poskim mention the prerequisite for svekveke, that it has to be disappear, it has to be reversible. And if it's not disappear, then it's not a good svekveke. You should be able to start with each subject first. But if the situation is such that if you start from one with one subject, so then you have a svekveke. If you start from the other subject, you don't have a sex rate, and then that's not a good sex rate. Then the shame say that it's not in the portion. So apparently, takes the same reason that now here it's not the subject, because here, if you start with the possibility that Shama Betsen will be more than the other sex rate, maybe it would be etzen, the matrakis. And then, even if it was, that's one side. And even assuming that it was given in the area, it still does not necessarily mean that the Shrede was not given, because even in the Sakim having God in the cause of the Shrede, it does not mean that he had to bring the God in contact with the Simonim. Maybe the God just didn't come in contact with the Simonim. So he had his sex. But suppose he start with that assault. Maybe the gun in the sacking did not come and come to him. And then you say, assuming that he did come, maybe it's better than the problem. Once you say, assuming that he did come, so you are assuming that it was better than the problem. So it's not the sacking. So, in the current case, the shitty is that sex has to be the sacking. But here, this is material, because in view of the fact that this race in the sacking does not necessarily, unavoidably, result in a shrit of psula, because even if it's bearing, so there is still a possibility that the shrit and the shrit shares of mele, the race in the sacking is not considered the race in the end. If the gun is sacking would necessarily entail Ishkinu Psula, then it would be considered like a race in the behavior too, and whatever the thing. One necessarily affects the other, but in view of the fact there is such a possibility. So it's not a basis of sexism. So because of that possibility, he's sexfake, so the race in the sacking is not considered as a race of nature.
He could have bypassed the given. Okay, now we are going to the secret.
שייכי בידי חטפס, וישיר בום ליחות על פי כולו, שחיתות זה קשי רוב. Now, the color of the windpipe is encircled by certain rings. Now, there is the basso ring, the uppermost ring that is close to the head of the vein. So, now the bass is near, you know, that you call, I think, not exactly, you know. So, the tabasso, you know, the uppermost wing, and certainly the windpipe, is very close to this, to the Adam's apple. So it's close to the head. Now, the uppermost wing encircles the whole windpipe. But then the other wings, lower wings, they do not encircle the whole windpipe, the whole circumference of the windpipe, but just part of the windpipe. They encircle just, they encompass just most of the circumference of the windpipe, but not the whole circumference of the windpipe. Now here, the Mishnah has reference to the case where he severed the circumference, the windpipe, at the place of the uppermost ring, the Tehatabasa ring, the sheer bow, and he supposed he severed the whole circumference, he just left a thin, minimum line, So, so then, in other words, not just half of the circumference, but he severed the whole circumference of the ring that encircles the windpipe. So then, but suppose he just severed most of the ring, of the uppermost ring, not the whole ring, just most of the ring. So then the shchita is, and what we do after that, he deflected and he went upwards above the ring. And then cut. So in view of the fact that he didn't cut the whole ring in the Tabasa Leno, but just the major portion of the ring he cut. And the new he cut above the ring, so that so made the Shrita according to the Chachamim is not the Shrita chair. And we do not say the Ubi Kikur, in as much as he deflected upward. In other words, even if he didn't cut the whole tabazari, he just cut the major portion of the tabazari. So it's Rubik Kule, and even though the rest he deflected and he cut above the tabazari, so the shkiti is shkiti. Now let's go over every word in Rashi, very good. Because there are several chapters. So one of the psuri, of the type psuri in shchita, which is halacha mishnah sinai in hagomet. Hagomet means deflection. When you finish the shchita in the wrong place, כל מה שהשחיתו למעלה מטבעת, שאין לי זאת שחיתה שהיא הגובה שלא גולה של סיני, אף עוד כשאני שחיתו את הכונת, כי שחיתה פס ורבות, בחיר ובקום ראי, בפתור. סבי סיבר יהודה עם מלאי החוץ על פני אהובה. אם שיר בו מלאי חוץ עשהו עם הטבעת, מצד הראש, על פני בטבעת, הוא משכות אחרי הכונת, בזיר הטבעת, ובפני טוב, היטל, כי דפרקטת ביום סבירות על הראש, במקום הרשפיטה, למעלה ולמנו שיר, אם לרובה נשחש לסלו, ירובי ישחש לסלו שחית ירובי ישחש לסלו שחית נאו, המלושן אוף רשי רשי סייד יהיה אבל כשנשחת ודקונם כשחית פס לרבון אילו בגונגי בקצור so it's much much when there is it much bigger than this המלושן אוף רשי that lament איך הוא יגיד מונו is more as a stable. So when you go over that trashy, that one of the babies, that one of the Catholic needs to learn now, you go as a sacred, so you will see that the trashy is, and at that point there is a mistake between the Rajpo and the Rikpo. The question is, the Rabbonim say that if it is only Sheol, if it's Chia Bom Le'achut of the Kuru, but if it's Chia Bom Le'achut, of the Rubo and then deflected upwards, so then the Shkite is Shkite Tzuro. So, do the Rabbonim pass the Shkite only if he cut most of the rim, with a bas the rim or inside the rim, he cut most of the rim, most of the cut, and then he deflected upwards, and he cut a new above the tabas the rim. But suppose he caught most of the rim with Tabas and Yeno, and then he stopped checking and he didn't cut anymore. Then the Shkit is a Shkit Sheol, because Fubi Tikure, because Rabbon also agreed with the Alocha of Fubi Tikure, of Fubi Tikure. Except in the case where he did continue to check, and the Hemshah of the Shkit was done in the wrong place, then it's worse. But suppose he just cut most of the konek in the tabas and lino, and then he took away the sakin, he didn't cut anything more, not above the tabas, then the rabbonim wasted in the shkid in the shkid. Or, according to the rabbonim, so the shkid in the shkid tzuro, even if he didn't deflect that one, as long as he didn't cut the whole windpipe in the Tabasini. In the Tabasini. In other words, that the according to Rabbonim, we do not say only Kikule. He has to cut the whole cup. So the Rashbo, the plummet, that took me up, actually the new money, the plummet on the base, the Rashbo says explicitly that according to Rabbonim, so Shikitsur, not only in the case where he deflected upward, but even if he didn't deflect upward, he just cut the rough connect in the Tabasalino and then he started checking and didn't deflect upwards. What Margaret reminds about Dilo? It's also possible. He is Chilik and Dino Fulviku. The need for that putes, that putes, I think the ritual is that you test here. So the ritual that you test in whom he is Chilik and Rashi. And he said, when do the Rabbonim Chilik and he say that if it's sheer, it's possible only if it's continued to share the revival of the Tabas Beilo. But suppose he stopped checking, he just cut most of the coin in the Tabas Beilo, and then he stopped cutting, and then he put down the sake, so then the Rabbon also made the Shkite in the Shkite Sheol. Then the Shkite is a Shkite Sheol. Only when he continued to share. And then the Rikha says, the Rabbon will continue to share. So it's possible only that I'm wrong, according to Chacham. But in the ice is Chacham, because on the ice level, there's no difference between the case where he just cuts the hot semen, the hot coming at the Vasavino, and then he stopped to put down the sake, or the case where he cut the hot coming, and then he can be deflected, and he continued to share the glue above the tapas. In either case, it should be shared. But the reason is why, in the case where he continued to share things, more humble, that's only the other. And from Rashi's washing of one in the Sugi of Hechli, which money, Keiko, so it's also Mashman. It's also more than Mashman. There is Mamishin Buya in Mashman. That in the case where he didn't deflect, then the Abona Amida is a chair. In other words, the Trashe agrees in the Shite of the deflect. I'm saying that here there is also a view, not such a strong view in the Flamel, but there is a view. So he says, Apal P, Shemish Hatrit Hakonet, and of him Shite Pasra Rabon, who will be gomely do so. If Rashi Shite had been like the Rashi, so why does Rashi say who will be gomely do so? Even if you wouldn't be game right, it would be possible. Because we don't say what the Kikule. Rashi emphasizes, who will be gomely do so. That implies only when he continued to shaft and he deflected upward. But suppose he stopped shafting after he cut the rope sitting in the tabas and healer, then it's Sheol in the corner ground. So you have to remember there's a machlekes between the Rashi and the Bitro, and the Rashi Shiti is like the Bitro. And this is where we will have to talk in Google. אם שיהיה בו מלאכות, אם שיהיה בו מלאכות השאר, מדבר, זה לא יש אפילו לבד הבאז, ומשכות אחרי בקונת של הדבר, ומיתו היברי, יוצא ממנו את הרבש, וגומר השחיתה למעלה ממנו, וסקשיו, וירו ויסחש לסלו שחיתה, וידוח וכשוכי, ונחת לבוס הבאונו, ואיז דמיפור שדיר חול את הבועץ, חושב על גומר לרבונון, ורבי סידר, So she is in a crash with it. We say, Holy Rabbonon, or in a good way, the Rabbein see. So Rashi's pshat is that the Bachlei can be seen the Rabbonon in a good way, is in regard to the case where he was sheikhed, Rubo, in the Tabas Ayeno. But there is another pshat that the Bachlei can be seen the Rabbonon in a good way, is in the case where he was sheikhed in any one of the tabloids. So in other words, the Rabbon say that if he shechts in any one of the tabloids, then he must sever, cut the whole tabas. But if he starts cutting in one of the lower rings and then deflects upwards between one ring and another ring, the kone, so then the shchita is shchita. And Rashi rejects the pshat. Because why shouldn't he be able to finish the shchita above the specific ring? After all, it is below the tabas ayeno. So it is still in the area of the milk pipe. So why does he have to, according to the Rabbanon, why should he require to do the whole shchita in the particular room? Why can't he start cutting in a certain room and then finish up the cutting above the particular room, between one room and another? The Tanishi. Vedicin. We had the Tanishi deceptive, they flew, mocking, zihakone, ומתיח הטבאס לאוויר שבין טבאס לטבאס ופלוקטאי ידי מחלקים לרבון לא יצרדו די אם טבאס עד אלו ותשאים כאילו שחיתה למעלו אינם לא הייתה נמצאת ותשחיתה מהטבאס ועד הרייה ומתרנס פסולו so the area of the shchita deceptive says in so many words is starting with the tabas and you know going down up to the lung. So that means any portion is a circumference between the tabas and the yeno. So it's kosher mishpeche. So that means that the area between one ring and another, that's below the tabas alino, is in mishpeche. So mainly, why shouldn't he be able to start shechting in one of the lower rings and then deflect and go upwards, finish the shechita in the avir between one ring and the other? Rochat Hayim said, "This is the Bible. I'm going to show you Shmuel Milo. Shmuel Milo. Utsuo Shmuel Milo. If it is Shmuel Milo, that a person is in love, so then Utsuo. Rochat Hayim, I'm giving this machshir." Rabbanatinus is more later, and he is machshir even above the tapas alieno, up to the shifu keva. Because, you know, let's see what Harash is. Rabbanatinus machshir, shia boke chutzom of the reish, look at the surak sheo, Rabbi Yisrael Yudeimeir, he will yohu bomuk of the ribono, if you cut the major portion of the ring, sheo, or the victor in the tabas, vadareye, shmam lo the tabas, deo, shir, shir, no koma. The old we call it tabas, tome, we shame, we call it tabas, no, a ring, shir, shir, because the other rings do not encompass the whole circumference of the wind pipe. אלא שאין שלי של ביצוי תפוס המאות צבור אופי של קונה ומרחב ראי ראש את הבועז ובסתום לסום את הראש שמען ומרחי ישינו פתני ולמטו so אלא ממנו ולמטו אלא ממנו ולמיילו so in other words the area of שחיתה is from the Tavaz Alino up to the Reye so any area, any portion between the Tavaz Alino and the Reye even though it's between one lower ring and another lower ring is Kshaya. Shem Shem is a lower ring. First of all, the first one has not been a matter, then a mile, and she will have a king Shrite. So Ashi rejects it. Rabu Shmuel Dam with Abaye, Halocha to Rabbi Sipa Rabbi Yudhe. But Rabbi Sipa Rabbi Yudhe, Rabu Shmuel say, Lo Yoma El Bitabas Ardeo, Holy Maketes is called Akoni. Abo Bishota Boys, Abo Bishota Boys, Lord, when is Rabbi Yisrael going to do the material? If he caught in the Tabasa Yeno, the major portion of the Tabasa. Because the Tabasa Yeno cuts and encompasses the whole Kone. So by cutting the major portion of the Tabas Alino, he thereby necessarily cuts the major portion of the Kone, because one encompasses the other completely. Mashenke, if he cut the whole of the lower ring and the whole lower ring doesn't encompass the whole Kone, just most of the Kone, but not the whole Kone, so Mele, if you just cut the major portion of the room, so that does not involve all the Kone, so even this video will be made, that if you started to cut in the lower room, and he cut most of the long and then deflected and finished afterwards, so then Shit is not indeed. It did Shit because he did not. So then it's not a good Shit because he did not check all of the coin. He did not check all of the coin. אחריש אני לא אומר את הברדים וכת נכבר חונה אבל נשאות הפועל ישראל נעלת שירה Luca è un tabata di luce, ma che vesco a coni, Luca ci le coni, avevo 18 a voi, se ci sono se ci sono, se con Clau, avevo un tabas, un tabas, il figlio ci ma chi ti ne sto a coni, il parice ci tu sa posso capauta, la coni, e avevo dal di matti ti muovo, il figlio se la dice come di cui hanno un uomo più scritte, dice a Ugo, dormiu sa un uomo come di culo, avevo diciamo un po' cosa ne scritte, non ci mai fai non è un uomo di culo, capace di che come, di come ci la si può come, ci mando, e ci conosce di sé a capace, a me ha se si definì, di che come, so rasce il sex friends, e cavo ci vuol sei, da lo che è un buon, da lo che fai per sua giude, e di quello che sua giude, un di te ide, that only will say, only in capace a dirlo, so if you share, oh, so it's all right, even if you reflect, e poi da base, because by sharing the world da base, you know, so you affect the da base even encompasses the whole cone, so maybe da base in itself has a different concept. The fact that it encompasses the cone, so that gives us the status of the cone. So maybe by cutting a world of the base, you know, it means that he cut all the content because the Tabas and Lino has each of point. Mashain came the other Tabas. So the Tabas doesn't encompass and circle the whole point, the whole content. So Mele, the Chito of the ring is not considered as a Chito of the content. Only the Tabas and Lino is considered like the con itself, because it cut the whole con. But the other tapoids, so the hito over the other tapoids give the effect that it don't cover the whole con, so the melee, it's not considered as a con. It's not considered as a con. Capisci, ma io non ho la base di loro, qui è macchietto di scolacone, avevo 18 poi suoi, sono in università, 18 poi suoi, battaglia la pizza, per dire di me, ha scelto 18 poi, avevo 10 macchietti di scolacone, poi un macchietto di scolacone, scritto se il cielo, ha scelto si da macchia. Inasmuch as the lower rings encompass the major portion of the windpipe, so clearly the lower rings in themselves have the halation on it. And by cutting the major portion of the lower rings, it's considered as if you cut the major portion of the cone itself. That's what a baseball uses. I'm not pushing my kid this way, I'm only with my kid, I'm punished for the shale. In the grandness, too long. In the grandness, I'm full of work, we see at a pass. In the middle, my own tapas, I say, it's used that enough to you. We still need a rabbon on carnal on. Hey, the kind of nantiness, how the grandness she shale. But you cool of my own tapas, they love. So the kind of nantiness is more maker than the mere reason of Hanine. And he says that the whole Shrite can take place above the Tabasalim, the uppermost ring. But through the Kuro and Malim Tabasalim, if the Agma the Rahmone Agome, Halocha Nation in Sinai, the Shippu Kema or Maya Agma, who can become the Hochi Yilchasi, the Hole Inde Silchasi. So there is the form on top, according to Rashi. So there is the form, the shape of the Kema, a structure in the shape of the keva above the tabasalim. So you can check the quote of Harim Antinus, even the quote, even the book of Tabasarim. Tabasarim, Tabasarim, the Yadre, Tachmun Adon, Allah, and Shmissi, and you ship the cable in my life. Then come on, but here is the Holy Sukhasi. So that itself gives it the status of Kone. And the Lord Tavoyim themselves are considered like Kone. So the whole of the Lord Tavoyim, even though it does not constitute the whole of the Kone, is considered like all of the Kone. Because the Lord Tavoyim in themselves have the Chalit Shem of Kone. Because they encircle most of the Kone. Oma Rabbeisha Bide Tatikoma, Rabu Shmuel Sola Kapos de Chode, Upolu Kalu de Chode. Rabu Shmuel, Kato Rach, Nechtir Takon Yisri Ube Kikule, Nechit Nechit Nechorei, Deach Shela, Shela, Uminu Mishab, Nishola Taboyis, Nechit Shchite, by virtue of the fact that they encompass most of the Kone. So he also says, inasmuch as they encompass most of the economy, so in Mele, it's considered like the economy itself, so you can just cut most of the tabas. But they accept only the basic of Judaism being in respect to the Tabas and Leino, that if you share all the Tabas and Leino, then you reflect upward, so it's Kshayo. Then the Dino of Rabbis for Abdute, they accept, but the other Dino of Rabbis for Abdute, that you can just share all of the Lord Tabas and not share anything else, that they reject. Kholu Polik Mechode, So, but Rabbi Shmuel do not say that the tradition of Rabbi Yehuda is saying it, Rabbi Shmuel don't say. It's true that the basic of the holds that the other rings in King Shrite, but we don't pass like it. No, they say, after the basic of the Yudhe, we all my own with a pass and they are. That the basic of the Yudhe himself doesn't apply it to the Lord of the Holy. He says, Go, we all my come, Horekom, Halocha can use the pass and they are. The Halocha can use the short of the way. Well, Roma Allah has made it humble, you don't have Allah Mashmah. You don't have the illusion Allah has made it here with a positive. Now that's the chapter we know according to Rashi. According to Rashi, the Mishnah is reference to the positive. The positive. So then Rabbi Shmuel was saying that even though a case of a Judah applies the same meaning of human power to the lower tabloids, but they don't pass through like this tabloid. But according to the adoption, the Chazal mentioned that the Rabbon of the Mishnah of Judah discuss not the uppermost, but the lower. And the Rabboni say that he has to cut the whole lower limb, but he cannot deflect upwards between one limb and the other. And the Bishop of Yudah says he can start checking the lower limbs and then finish the shooting by between one ring and the other. So he says, so what's the chat? According to the other chat, what's the chat that I wish to know? Ulishna Hine, and I wish to know you guys, 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 is the forest of Abu Shmuel Ochet. Abu Shot Apois from Rabbeisi, Shin Chotach Ube, is in Hatabas. He is living in Yotso, he is made a deposit, the Riva Tabas, Rui Habe, Rei Kone, Rui Makitin, Es Kulo. So in other words, Rabbeis Rabbi will be made that if he starts to share in the Lord Taboes, and then he finished the Hezbollah, so it's not good, because in the Lord Taboes are not marking the whole wind pipe. He let the name of the king, Michael Mason Law, or Father Shapotam, in the chat in Rabbi Shmuel is, that you cannot change by just cutting the major portion of the water boys. So how can anybody say that it's a good shute? After all, you have to share all of the kone, and here he was only sharing all of the tapas hatachteno. I mean, so rope of the Tabas Tachteno does not have the rope of the Kone, because the whole Tabas Tachteno is equal to rope of the Kone. So rope of the Tabas Tachteno is not even equal to rope of the Kone. So naturally it's not in good shrite even without reflecting. Between my committee law, by the Shabbat Amen. So why would he not ask Kashi from the Braise? The Braise doesn't discuss it. So the Braise says, Kashi from the Shotaboyis, Ahopi, She Imaki to the Slakone, who Imaki to the Slakone, she doesn't say all. So he doesn't discuss the case where he reflected upwards between one ring and the other. The Chitaini, he didn't reflect that the noise in the scene that with Isaac, when he says, the case where he reflected because we didn't, because we didn't, So he says, no, why you took that pshitas as a chair? Even if beginning, it's not a pshitas, it should be a chair. Because he has to shech rope of the kone, and by shechting, how much did he shech? He shech just rope of the lower limb. That does not involve rope of the kone. So even if he deflected upward, but he didn't deflect, he did not cut rope of the kone. So it's not a shkita chero, but in Hidden Literal Nisme, in the Hidden Maishmashmon, in the Hidden Nechemot Vachshuri, or Bada Rishoshi Trube, Vichite in the Shmiko Mashmon, the Yitzir Nishot Aboyes, the Hoshi Bagone, the reason is why in the case of Hidden. So, it's all right, because even though in the lower room it's about to be cut rope of the kone, but together with the piece that he cuts, a bogalel, there will be the whole of the kone. But that's why it's shayol. But uvihidim echmat lachshuva ba'al ha'shavim gedeim mishum komashmur yitzir ishot avoy zuchosh ha'agone miki maikon avoy ma'akit yisrael ha'agone ha'itayin lo'am mishum rubi umiudim el mishneim kam tira zagone. So Rashi rejects that Arabshah. But anyway, what's that Arabshah? The Arabshah by Hashem means that the Rabbonim and the Rabbis by the Yehuda in the Mishneh have reference to the Shechit in the Taboyis of Achtemis. Taboyis of Achtemis. So the Rabbonim say that if he shechts in the Taboyis of Achtemis, he must shech the whole Tabas of Achtemis. But just to shech all of Tabas Achim, and then finish it. In the Avir, if one Tabas and the other is not kosher, and according to this Rabbi, if you just shech all of the Tabas Achim, so it's kosher. So Rashi rejects that shech. Then Rashi mentions the third shech. Roshi Shmishi, I'm the Shota Boys, Rikoma, I'm Shoha, the Shota Boys, Reif Rokhoa Akane, Vihidri, Neide, Shiitzur, Zero, Rei. Reif Akane, Otu Reif Akabwei, Shein Reif Akane. In other words, a third shot is, our short of boys, so at least the Jude will not be mati. Even he cut most of the Tabas Tachtelmo, and then deflect it upwards, and in a space between one lower tabas and another tabas, and together with the cut length upwards, there is a of kone. So then I think it should be a good shkite, truly require of kone. So, but it can be true in two places of kone. So, first we had one portion that he caught. He caught in the wall of the Tabas Tachteino, and then above it, together you have the Oif Kone. But the Rabban is possible. Zero Riva Kone or the Riva Rabbis. Shin Riva Kone. Glory. All the people had an enforcement. They have like an Israel with one bag on the car. He was living with the law. My Torah time, the way my kidness Riva Kone. I hope you be my honey over something because of the Konaz. He was Shinvish in here. They in Kamir Shelah, Shelah, the Baruch. The rest here has a Tikkun. Elo, Kerab Kamine Ben Antibus. Elo, Kerab Kamine Ben Antibus. He's only complaining that all how Mikhail is the Rabbi Shmuel. Because in according to Rashi, Mikhail is the Rabbi Shmuel means, Mikhail is the Rabbi Shmuel means, that he just cut rope of the Tabas Tachtimus. Rope of the Tabas Tachtimus. So then, of the Tabas Tachtimus, so then it's not a good chicken. Because the rob of the tab, because the tabayis tachtim is not in the chalitza konek. It's not the konek. He has to cut the konek. So the basal, you know, has a chalitza konek because it encircles the whole konek. Mashaiti tabayis tachtim is they don't encircle the whole konek, only part of the konek. So that is not the mokim holy shchitim. It's not the mokim holy shchitim. So. According to Rabbi Shmuel, so it's not good, but for basically Buddha himself, he holds in view of the fact that they do encircle most of the Koneh, so really they themselves, the Buddha themselves acquire Halishan Koneh. Halishan Koneh. So really, by cutting all of the ring, it's like cutting the whole of the Koneh, because the ring itself has a Halishan Koneh. But then, by the time he came to Babel, so when he went to Babel, he was Echel Mugremes the Rabbi Shmuel. Amalei, so he said to him, come to Babel, Rabbi Asrei, the Rabbi Shmuelat. No. He saw him come here. Of course, at first he was in Babel, and then he went out to Israel. So when he went out to soil, he ate Mugremes the Rabbi Shmuel, which according to what Mugremes the Rabbi Shmuel means, where the Shchita was made in the lower Taboris. In the lower Taboris. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's not a good Shchita because it doesn't have a Halishan Konek. So they said to him, Amale Rav Nasa the Rabbi Shmuelat, Rav Nasa the Rabbi Shmuelat. So you have to follow up the hummus of the bokeh from which you came. Now let's see the Rashi. Mugremes the Rabbi Shmuel shchutim is a shorat aboyis. The chastel in lima agon. The amba shorat aboyis lalu to shchutim. The chol shalom you can shchut the kola agon. The damir and kamon. Hidim shchut the shorat shish. All the tchila shchut the shihim. Shihim. Shalom you came o kola agon. But dying in Kanatoy, man on wall, so the second is you have to follow the Congress of the walking from which you come, that's the walking of Rabbi Shmuel. Man on wall, so the Abdullah said, who says that in the name of Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel, that didn't according to the Israel Abdullah, so he cannot be Matir, a shchite that is made in the world of ways. Because the Lord Taboy is not in the Halation Company. Who said that in the name of Mishmael? Manomo Lord is in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Omo Elisi Bachir. Omo, he tells Leo, the Rabbi Shmuel is Abo and Kabosi the Holy. The Han Rabbi is the Kulashas. Rabbi is it said it. So, he's not reliable. Rabbi is it is not reliable. That's what Rabbi said. So, Manomo Elisi Bachir. Elisi Bachir and Kulaomo Lord. Shama Rabbi Yisip Ikte. Omar Agoni Kula Oni Gabiyame. In other words, I just accept it. No matter who says it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, I'm very makti to be sure that who says it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. And no matter Rabbi Yudhi Gabiyame, I heard it from Rabbi Yudhi that he was thinking the Gabriel gods whenever he has the subject, whether what, this Amira may have heard it from Rabbi Shmuel. Or another Amira, so he mentioned it. He said he mentioned that something. He was so careful. The Amar Rabbi, the Amar Rabbi, the Amar Rabbi, the Sotik Shmuel, the Rab Sotik Shmuel, the Shmuel, Shmuel Shematil is a prayer. He walked in Shem Mumch. So he was so cautious. So. So I heard it from Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, the Rabzeira Lesra in Israel of Kumbe Amokim Shiyotzim Shom, the Kumbe Amokim Sholach Shom. So how was he? After all, Bobel, so they were Machna like Abishman, they didn't eat a Ishkuto in the Tabayis Tachtenis. So when he went out to soil, how was he resulted in not following up the Kumbe of Amokim Sholach Shom? Sholach Mishon, Omer Abaye, Hanem Yerim Borel Yborel, Omer Tisroel, Omer Tisroel, Inam Omer Tisroel Yborel, Avol Borel Tisroel, Ki Inanam Kaikinu, since we submit to the authority of the Chach Borel Tisroel, so when one comes from Borel Tisroel, he doesn't have to follow up the Chumres of Borel. Because we in Bobel submit to the authority of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Avinu Kamisai, Rav Asher Marafil, they in Bobel Eretz Yisrael. So he's still bound by the Chumres of Bobel. Hanu Leich and Daitel Azeh. But Rav Zeire would not intend to go back to Bobel. The Rav Zeire and Daitel Azeh, Amen. משמי דרב נחמון מוקרמס כשיום that so he said we don't know שיום אומרי נערו נערו פשטי means מוקרמס דרב שמואל a shchita that was made in the Zabois of Achtelmes כשיום so נערו נערו פשטי were different things in certain cases they were נחמון in certain cases not Aber wenn das noch gut haben, war es eben wieder nach dem Grenzen am Schmuck Scheo. Wollen wir Bogen nicht in den Sture? Nahe und Nahe und Paschke. Kommen wir uns Paschke und Woche zu Rollen geschaut. Kelema, von Woche in Ehre, Hachan und Norge. Ist doch denn Bogen, wenn ich nicht habe Schmuel. Ist doch denn nur, wenn ich nicht habe Saie. Kapschinen bei Woche ist Achscher, bei Chude, die Kude. In der Schipo Akeba. יכול ליקוד. Now let's see how Asher explained the Chud Likud. כי אם קיבה יש למעלה מן הקודם, כי קיבה לרש, ואם זה יסבות עוד, בוס או קוטן שנית לו על פי הקודם לעקב זקן, אלא כי אם קיבה ממש לשם of a cat-like structure in the form of a cat, like this, the form of a cat. So he's on top of the cone. So we see from this Rashi that the keva is on top of the kone. Is on top of the kone. So he says, "Yichune yikove kin keva yishemayu na kone ki keva lavesh vein yisa botokot mishenei kone pi hakone lachet hakone." Alor kin keva mamish rosu kin yitzorsi yimayu hilch yikove ben asa kone he becomes slanty kin yikove shikir in halab Reisi Shippu, Mikhu Shippu Keva, that's the upper half of the Keva, where it becomes very slanty. So the Chuli, the Chuli Shatila Begani. So in other words, so he said, Rav Shimon Lokish was Machshir, even the Chuli Likube, even above, even in the upper portion of the Keva, that is on top of the Kone, on the top of the Kone. Rapshim the Rosh was Mashiach. So in other words, because we pass like Chachamim ibn Antinus, Call the Gehenen, Gise Gise, too much later, Gise Gise, Gise Gise. Hagas Hagas, don't know, he's a diet child. The Inkosha Afu, the Kamina, the Kimsh, who did it, Maskal Alis. But above the upper portion of the Kiva, and the Kiva is placed on top of the Zabaza Yemo, then it's not kosher. It's not kosher. Omar Akhbatu Mishmi Yehove, Poga Bechite Trepe. Now what is Poga Bechite? There are two bead-like structures on top of the Shikukeva. So, Chite, Deir Chite, Hanochim Alakone Eitz Alakeva. So, the two bead-like structures are on top of the cup. It's above the cup, near the cave, above the windpipe, near the cave. So, Rafaqa said that if you make a cut in the two bead-like structures that are placed on top of the cone, on top of the cone, so it's like, in boiling, poga binoga bohe, dirsi ba yinke ba ba yomeis, uidumo poga bohoi noga, ki dirsi ba yinke ba lache oi, uen rapape, uen rapape, ba yinke ba lache oi, uen rapape, said, uen rapape said, poga bohite, poga bohite, is stated that he had reference to the case where he already cut in the place of the beam-like structures or Pogabuinogaben, just beneath it, in other words. So, Pogabuinogaben, according to Rashi, means limato of the chite. Limato of the chite. Limato of the chite. So that's a chumre, that even if he didn't cut in the beam-like structure themselves. But just beneath them, as long as it's above the kone, so it's already sure it should be. Poga, Kuroinoga, Abosomoflein, Mein Chotach. So much fun. So, Itman, Omar Akpapa, Akpapa Mishmeh Rode, Shia Bechite Cheo. So Rashi and most machine explain. The Chia Bechite means, in view of the fact that the Gemara doesn't say Shia Chite, but Shia Bechite, it means he made the cut in the middle of the beam-like structures. In the middle of the beam-like structures, he left over part of the Chite. But he made the cut in the midst of the beam-like structures. So it's Chia. Shia Bechite. Shia Bechiti Niyach Mitzas Lishar Reish U Mitzas Lishar Kone Ki Gen Shechotche Zahane Poga Zahane Poga Binoga. So in other words, Rav Popper is certainly Chelei and Rav Popper according to Rav Sipsha. Because Rav Popper said explicitly that Poga Bechiti is Chelei. There's a binding anymore whether Rav Popper has referenced the case where he already cut in the chite, he already touched the chite, he cut into the chite, or just beneath the chite. But obviously, if he already cut in the chite, so it's certainly treifah, it's certainly psula. And Rav Popper says that even if he managed to cut in the midst of the chite, as long as he did not cut above the chite, it's out of range, so it's chayor. So Rav Popper is certainly chilik, and Rav Popper.
Ma Rav Ashi Omar, Poga Bechite Cheo.
כל בחיתה כשרו, שיה בחיתה, פוגע בחיתה כשרו, שיה בחיתה טרייב. So we pass the Dinin Fikots in the middle of the Chita, the bill-like structures that are in the Keva, that is placed above the Kone, so it's Kshero. So when with the Tzulo, only if he cuts it above the bill-like structures. So even in the bin-like structures that are lying on the keva itself, in the keva itself, so it's still kshero. And it's only kshero if he makes the cut above, higher than the bin-like structure. Just take notice of what Rashi said here. The second line from the end of the present days. Glamis, they will be hidden. So the bin-like structures is the question of mitzvahs. According to Rashi, the bin-like structures are on top of the kone. So according to Rashi, the bin-like structures are above the tabasim. That's according to Rashi. That's the mitzvahs according to Rashi. Take a look in the Pirush HaMishnah of the Rambam. So the Tabas is not above the Kone. It's at the top of the Kone. It encompasses the utmost portion of the windpipe. Tabas, Zuri Agdilo, Tuguf Mechuda, Nechalokim Rabin, Vaveshet Ukni Oriya Asmucholo, Uvizich, is it Tabas? In the Tabas, the two pillar structures are in the Tabas Agdilo. יש כמו שני גרגרים בגוף זכוצים, The Kirtan is a Chachomim Chite. I think Schutzi means cartilage, you know, something hard, not soft. It's cartilage tissue. I think so. The Kirtan is a Chachomim Chite. Well, the important thing is that, whereas Rashi says that the Chite, the two bean-like structures, are in the Keva, and the Keva cotton is on top of the Kone, so it's above the Tabasari. So according to the Rambam, it is inside the Tabasari. So the two bean-like structures are not above the Kone, but they are at the top of the Kone itself. It's a Machlekes and Mitzias. וכששייכם לגבס עצמו למעל מחיתים, זוהי הגומה. אבל אם שוחד בפוליגות החיתים, ומי שהכל שהוא מן החיתים, שחיתו סקשיו. וזה פסק עוד. So the question that is raised against the Rama, and the Rama said the same thing. היא פרקה לתנו חשחיתים. זהו מכים השפיטה ביקומה, ויכול שכנגד המוקה עם הזמן בחוץ מתחוצה בו, כל צועבים מעטו מושב תבוא הרבה, או ישימים איז השייכי את עצמון ומושב ומיו ושוחד, ומכי השפיטה ביצה בו, ואם זה השפיטה ביקומה, או בידי ששולד עם השפיטה על יסוף מלאו. So in other words, the Rambam emphasizes that even though we pass on like a Pralim and Antigonus, that the Shkite has to be in the Kone itself, according to Rashi, so the Shkite is Ksheo even if it's above the Kone, because the two bean-like structures, Shia Bechite is Ksheo, even though you make a cut in the middle of the bean-like structures, and the bean-like structures are in the Keva, and the Keva is placed on top of the Kone. So it's, the Shkita does not have to be in the Kone proper, according to the Rambam. But of course, the Pirush HaMishneh is more explicit. So he says, the Pirush HaMishneh says, Ukshashimchei, so he says, Ubisimchis atabas yesh moshnei gaudel, Gufskise, that's the two bean-like structures, that's inside the Tabas Aleno. So the question is raised again, the Rambam, according to Rambam, so what's the machlokes between Rav Chanina ben Antigonus and Rav Yitzchak ben Yehuda? The Gemara says that Mugremes and Rav Yitzchak ben Yehuda is Kshero according to Rav Chanina ben Antigonus. So we show you according to Rashi that the two bean-like structures where the Shkit is Kshero, Shia the Shkit is Kshero. So that means it's above the Kone because the two bean-like structures lie inside the Keva. And the Keva is on top of the Kone, on top of the Tabasini, on top of the Tabasini. So you understand? So there is a difference between the basic of Dude and the Fanimati, the corner of the Dude. You can only cut in the Kone proper, not above the Kone, and the Kone Fanimati, you can cut even above the Kone, even above the Kone, even in the two hits, in the two bean-like structures. But according to the Rambam, so the two bean-like structures are inside the Basileno. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yisrael Buda says. So in what way is Rav Chanina ben Antigonus, over and above Rabbi Yisrael Buda? So the place is placing in this event. So he says, normally when the behemoth does not raise its neck, so then the two bean-like structures happen to be located inside the tabasalim. But when the behemoth raises its head in the course of graces, you know, when she's at the meadow, when she grazes, so then it raises its head. So then the tefillin-like structures raise above the tapasim. Raise above the tapasim. And when the sheikh checks the behemoth, so then the neck is raised. And then the two pin-like structures are raised above the tapasim. So then they are above the windpipe. So that's an afternoon between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim Matins. According to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, even though normally, most of the time, when the head is relaxed, so then the two pin-like structures are located inside the tapasim, you know, for the time of the shkite, the neck is raised. The behemoth is not relaxed at the time of the shkite. So then the two pin-like structures happen to be above the tapasim, and it's above the kodesh, above the windpipe. So according to Israel, during the shkite, the shkite sur. And according to the Chalibah Antibes, in as much as when the behemoth is in a state of relaxation, so these same bee-like structures happen to be inside the kodesh. So maybe the two bee-like structures in the course of the shkite, when it's raised above the kodesh, have been overcome. This is what the place of places says. And explain the Shizam. But according to Rashi, you will see it's a difference. So the two pin-like structures are always above the cup. I'm going to show Kaboy's way, because that will involve us for a long time. So go over that cases, especially the rest piece of cases. You have to look into the Maram. If you didn't look into the Maram, you can't understand it. And the Maram is based upon the Pshat, the Maramoya, the Ramban, you know, the Hidushoran explains the Chidi. So that will go over tomorrow. But maybe we can go over the cases. We do more probably not. Purity is interest. Shochat is matum nachite. So if we say that Tapirin says, Pogab is a paper, he has reference to the case of Pogab Leinogar, it means that even if he cut the need that to be my structures, so it's still paper. Purity could be Shochat is matum nachite. That's Leinogar. Because he did have a name at Teiko. So the Gemara should say Teiko. There are popular Gemara, she has a specific share of the Gemara, she has a public other half party. Because the Gemara says, Ikma, Omar a public share of the she has a specific share of the Gemara, she has a specific share of the Gemara, she has a specific according to all the Shem, except the Agoi Soshka, and Rabbi Shmuel, this is the Rashbam. But this is what we mentioned. The Rabbi Sosha mentions it in the name of the Rashbam, and the Yazorua mentions it in the name of the Rashbam. Of Rabbi Shmuel, I suppose it's the Rashbam. Rabbi Shmuel, anyway, whether it's the Rashbam or not, it's Rabbi Shmuel. So they say that Shia Bechite means that it didn't cut inside the Chite, the pin-like structures, but beneath it. So the Yamcha Shlomo here on the home, he is passing on Rabbi Shmuel's job. So then, if Chia Bechite means he cut beneath the pin-like structures, so then it should say Chia Chite, not Chia Bechite. Chia Bechite means part of the Chite was left over. That means he's cut, he made a cut in the middle of the Chite, the pin-like structures. So that's the Pshat by Rashi and Moshe Shem. Just that Goy Soshe and Rabbi Shmuel, they say the Chia Bechite means that he left, he cut beneath the pin-like structures. But Rashi and all other Shem say Chia Bechite means we are needs of preservation, Mr. Sakon, Yesh Hotre, where he cuts in the middle of the bean like structure. So, because he didn't have a Muna table, so I put it on my Shia Bechite, Shio, Munisha Polytana Patu. So, Shia Bechite, according to all the Shia, except Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Soshai, means that he cut in the middle of the bean like structure, that's probably not up. That's probably not a good thing. So even if you cut in the middle of the bean-like structures, so of course this is Cheo. Certainly Limato is Cheo. And here we say that the Gemara has a subject whether Rafate means Pogav Noga or Pogav Loinoga. And assuming that it's Pogav Loinoga, so it means even if he didn't touch the bean-like structures and made a cut beneath the bean-like structures, so it's still Cheo. So he certainly feeling kind of an Rafate. The Gemara of Shachpon is an Rafate. That will Pogav Noga Machia, because he's Pogav Loinoga. Wait, he also is Rugel, the Hadley, the Mimna. Hello, a pope oma, mainly common bonus to Christmas, Mavarabashi oma, pola behite cheo, shia behite trevo. Valtocha, what does shia behite mean? Shia behite means pola vinoga, shia behite. So pola vinoga is trevo. So what does pola behite cheo mean? It means, so pola vinoga. So Valtocha, how would Poga have a toy of Poga Wurnoga? The Shia Bechita and Poga Wurnoga.